TPR.
अंधेर
में भी it was, no?
I remember this.
Yeah.
गाना है अंधेरी I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. तो but then मौसम recently ये इन्होंने डांस करना शुरू कर दिया and not recently but like somewhat and I was like ये क्या हुआ but पाकिस्तान में ये भी है ना कि the shift from अब तो सब इलेक्ट्रॉनिक म्यूजिक सुनते हैं तो हम भी इलेक्ट्रॉनिक म्यूजिक बना लेते हैं and it's not really as good because हार्ट से नहीं आया ना it all comes back to
are we adding this directly
what is this this is pod 209 yeah I think so is this the this is the march episode right yeah the march episode we're recording in march so it counts even though it comes out in april pehle humne kya baat ki thi is bare mein there was expected to be some ramzan gap I don't know if
humne socha tha ki hum ramzan mein pehle karke aur phir पोस्ट ईद निकालेंगे तो रमजान में तो नहीं हमने ठीक किया अपना स्केड्यूल अब कोशिश ये है कि ईद में ठीक करेंगे
हाँ देयर इज ऑलवेज टुमारो एज लॉन्ग एज देयर इज टुमारो उम्मीद रिमेंस बट या वी स्टिल हैव क्वाइट अ फ्यू सॉन्ग्स हाउ मेनी ऑफ दीस सॉन्ग्स आर न्यू
मोस्ट ऑफ देम आर न्यू आई थिंक मतलब या फरवरी में
राइट अच्छा
सो आई थिंक लाइक दिस वी कुड हैव रिलीज दिस प्लेलिस्ट लाइक फर्स्ट हाफ ऑफ मार्च ऑल्सो बट I'm just busy, but लेकिन अभी भी बहुत गाने which I haven't been able to get through. Like so the what I do is कि वो एक हम नवा की ताज़ा माल playlist है. उसमें जो नया गाना आता है मैं उस पर डालता रहता हूँ. And then selections of that go into this select playlist. तो अगर आप ताज़ा माल playlist देखें तो अभी भी उसमें 30-40 गाने हैं जो अभी sort नहीं हुए which haven't either made the cut or not made the cut.
Do you think now that there is almost the release schedule is that there is no schedule but gaane aa rahe hain like based on whatever internal frequency people might be operating on so do you think the old ramzan break thing happens still
yeah 100%
acha it still happens
ramzan mein hi kuch nikal raha log to post bhi nahi karte like if you look at even spotify pakistan's page wo bhi nahi post karte artists bhi nahi post karte I think most people don't There's differing opinions, right? Like some people don't consume music even also, in the month. तो एक तो वो है, दूसरा ये कि focus is so different. And even from a kind of entertainment business standpoint, वो इतना कुछ different हो जाता है landscape एकदम से पाकिस्तानी TVs वगैरह पे कि वो सब change हो जाता है. But I think it's largely like spiritual also. Like people switch focus for a month and then come back. तो फिल्में वगैरह भी नहीं निकलती रमजान में.
Yeah. नहीं लेकिन व्हाट आई वाज वंडरिंग वाज के परहैप्स ट्रेडिशनल मीडियम्स में देयर आर सो मेनी मोर पीपल इन्वॉल्वड एंड सो स्ट्रक्चर्ड कि रमजान ब्रेक इज लाइक अ थिंग लाइक मूवीज या ओल्ड एल्बम रिलीजेस ये वो बट देन बिकॉज़ आपकी तो यू नो थिंग्स दैट वी माइट हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट इज के मेनी पीपल डोंट इवन हैव पाकिस्तानी ऑडियंसेस राइट तो why would they pause unless they themselves are obviously taking a break as well lekin ramzan mein gana release hone ke liye matlab ye hai ki aapne record to pehle kiya tha na it's not like
I think it's like release schedules are mostly about maximizing your chances of success right it's aur ramzan mein even if your audience is elsewhere why take the risk like if you can do it a few weeks later
especially
like it's not really worth
people aren't posting So that really means कि गाना भी नहीं आ रहा because if you post तो आपने पाकिस्तान में करना है ना not really
और आप market भी नहीं कर सकते ना फिर और कोई branded चीज तो निकलेगी नहीं यानी ये कि nothing will happen with a major brand you know Spotify won't market your song मतलब Spotify का Instagram पेज खोलो तो I don't think they're posting anything Ramzan में beyond.
Couple days ago it seemed to be down. People on Twitter were posting कि Spotify चल नहीं रहा था for like a day or anything.
Local sources ने मुझे कुछ ऐसी report दी नहीं, लेकिन मैंने देख पढ़ा था Twitter पे. लेकिन problem ये कि अब Twitter भी इतना disconnected है पाकिस्तान से. जब वो दिन में आधे घंटे के लिए खुलता है तो एकदम से tweets आ जाती हैं या जो VPN चला रहे हैं.
Yeah. Religious themed music, does that come out in Amazon? Because I saw is wali playlist pe there's like 5-6 gaane hain from a variety of artists. From like
so Zain Zuhaib to the Zain like Zuhaib's. Matlab wo to karte ka wali hain to unke liye to bada natural sa fit hai. Atif ka usually koi ek gaana nikalta hai mostly branded. Aapko QB ka bhi ek hai,
QB so, ka gaya
तो आई थिंक मतलब लोग वो या नाद गाएंगे या कोई हम गाएंगे. सो दैट्स प्रीटी कॉमन एंड आई काइंड ऑफ लाइक इट एक्चुअली. आई थिंक इट्स अ नाइस चेंज ऑफ पेस एंड पीपल लाइक आतिफ आर रियली गुड एट इट. आतिफ हैज डन क्वाइट अ फ्यू नाउ एंड ऑल ऑफ देम आर वेरी कैनन आई फील.
या डिडंट आतिफ हैव वन विद कोक स्टूडियो लाइक अ मेजर.
आतिफ ने वो ही खुदा है गाया था ना. तो इस दफा वो राकी जमील वो जो इनका मुगले फंक है. They played like an instrumental version of it also. So, Wohi Khuda Hai Bahut, that was famous. I don't know if it came out in Ramzan, but Atif ka wo mashoor tha. Atif sang the, wo jo gana tha na, jo Islamic conference, OIC conference hui thi, uska ek gana tha. Pakistan mein jo OIC conference hui thi. To Atif redid it for Olpers, if I'm not wrong.
Let's see if I can find it quickly. I searched for Atif Aslam OIC or Google Nika. Maybe I want Atif Aslam pick.
Nee, not OIC. Uska search hoga.
Atif Aslam OIC International OIC official song foreign ministers foreign.
Search for Atif Aslam Olpers.
Atif Aslam Olpers. Kawali Nath Ham Mustafi hai.
Ham Mustafi. Yes.
Acha acha acha. So that was the song for the OIC thing, which he did a version of. Acha. Okay.
It's quite good.
But yeah, nahin, definitely is the fucking playlist. I did notice this where there's like 5 to 6 religious theme songs.
And I also made an effort to include them because I think it's like a big part of the scene.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. So like there is, it makes sense to capture it and... So, मेरे लिए तो जहां जहां मुझे मिले भी मैंने कोशिश करके डाले भी प्लेलिस्ट में.
हाँ, इट मेक्स सेंस बिकॉज़ इफ वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लाइक इफ वी आर ट्राइंग टू कवर ट्रेंड्स इन द पाकिस्तानी म्यूजिक कल्चरल आउटपुट सीन, दिस इज अ डेफिनेटिव सेक्शन ऑफ द ईयर जहां ये तो होता ही है. बट देन वी हैव अ फ्यू सॉन्ग्स एज ऑलवेज सिलेक्टेड, तो उनके बारे में जरा हम बात करते हैं कि आई वॉज गोइंग थ्रू इट एंड द फर्स्ट सॉन्ग दैट्स stood out as like a new song, pehli baat to ye, and also new as in a new release, a new person I'm not familiar with, and then also a different direction than we have seen was the Landa Bazaar song. Who is this by, agar humne jaldi se ja ke dekhen to Landa Bazaar, Oye Harry.
So is this my understanding is, no, it's not a movie. My understanding is he's a vlogger. Oh. And he, as part of his vlogging, he does songs also.
Achha.
So nice. This, there's a kind of 16-minute video about thrifting culture in Pakistan.
16?
In which this song, 16.
Achha.
So, usme ek hissa hai ye gana. So then they release the song independently also. So if you go on his page, you'll see that there is one about like a Honda CD70 ke baare mein gana hai. And there's a kind of video about it. So it's interesting. There's a very Muru...
Yes.
Mold of things.
Because the question I had about this was, why don't we see this more often? Because there was a time where it feels like, especially going by all the way back to like Rubber Band, and then even before, I mean, we've always had like parody type, comedy type music, but I feel like pehle, or maybe that's just nostalgia vision, but like Muru definitely had a whole bunch of songs. There was the Alu Ande was like a national phenomenon. And you hear Ladu? You hear the cat yelling? Achha. Kya kar sakte hain is baare mein? Basma bhi ghar nahi aayi.
Theek hai, natural part. I think I'll be
getting louder. The thing is ki nafarman bachche jo hote hain na, uski bhi ek next level ye hai kyunki usko samajh hi nahi aa raha ki main kya keh raha hu and you can't even train a cat because I think by principle they have been developed to not learn anything that you try to teach them.
By principle aren't they hunters? So
you request kar raha hai ki please mujhe mera shikar pesh kiya jaye.
Do you have cat toys or something in the house?
Or he ignores all of them. But then wo wala scene, khair, so let's come back to the thing. So what my question was ke humne itne sare, we've talked a lot about over the past year and a half, ke itne sare gaane aa rahe, new artists, new releases, new genres, sab ho raha hai. But in the specific lens that is the monthly Hum Nawa playlist that I am exposed to, I don't often see, or I can't even recall the last time I saw somebody who was pure like comedy related. Even this guy, you're saying, is perhaps a YouTube, like a video first content creator, and part of the thing is his music. So yeah, I find that curious, ke kya Pakistan mein humor khatam ho gaya, ya are people getting into music, or people who want to be like serious from the heart musicians, ke bhai hum to rap karenge ya jo bhi karenge. I don't know why. Kisi se puchna chahiye. Bas aaj kal hi Aftab Sahib, and then suddenly wo entry ho jaye. But yeah, do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, I think it's fair, but thoda sa wo bhi hai ki like hame gaane yaad hain sare in one go, right? But like how often did they ever show up? Like if we look historically, like acha Junoon ke, like Junoon is, Ali Azmat is known for this, but Ali Azmat didn't put out a ton of these songs, you know? So like Ali Azmat did Pappu Yaar, or then he did Coke Studio pe Babu Bhai kiya tha, then he did Bomb Phata, you know, like two-three. But
Bomb Phata is also not out and out comedy, but it has the Ali Azmat vibe in it.
Ali Azmat ka ek Coke Studio 6 pe there's a behind the scenes jisme wo keh raha hai ki hamari music mein ye rangbaziyan hoti thi jo khatam ho gayi hain. So in a way like this is a common opinion, everybody feels ki ye hota tha aur ab nahi hai. Aur pehle kya kitna hota tha, kya actually kam hua hai ya nahi, I think it's probably a little bit exaggerated, like we remember it as being more dense than it was. Like this happens to me a bunch where लोगों को मैं अब नए गाने सुनाता हूँ ना तो कहते हैं नहीं देखो वो स्ट्रिंग्स के गाने थे कितने जबरदस्त थे और अब तो मतलब बहुत इतना कुछ निकल रहा है क्वालिटी वो नहीं है एंड आई हैव टू रिमाइंड पीपल कि वो गाने फ्रीक्वेंटली नहीं निकलते थे यानी वो निकालते थे 5 साल में 10 गाने और इस साल अब जो है हर बंदा 1 साल में 10 गाने निकाल रहा है एंड सो द वॉल्यूम ऑफ आउटपुट इज ऑल्सो काइंड ऑफ क्रेजी एंड सो वी रिमेंबर लाइक द बेस्ट बिट्स फ्रॉम 20 years एंड वर लाइक अमाउंट ऑफ कल्चरल आउटपुट वॉज रियली हाई सो आई थिंक इन पार्ट देयर इज अ level of that here, but there's other things as well, like the music scene is now very everybody's trying to one up each other in terms of quality of musical output so itna koi I think there's not a sense of comedy or kind of non-seriousness, everybody's trying to be serious, but like the one place where you'd expect something fun to happen would be rap, like hip hop may you'd expect there to be kind of you know jokiness or lightness, but actually our hip-hop is very serious. Like the lightest hip-hop is probably Rozio. Rozio or Manu Gajah, the Velo pe gana nikla tha, wo spicy wala. So I think there's probably a few people here and there that do kind of, you know, a lighter song. Wo Babar Mangi wale ek do gaane, they're kind of light, light-spirited. So I think nikalte hain, but maybe not where the person's whole position is this. You know.
Yeah. That, 'cause that's what I'm looking for. Where the aim is comedy, right? So jaise isme he's talking about Danda Bazaar, but thoda unhone, it's obvious that he's not like a musician first kind of thing. It all seems to be in the vein of parody. And wohi the examples, if I want to come up with them, are do ya teen naam honge over like 25 years.
So, well, the Rubber Band may be like Ahmed Butt was part of EP, you know, like the most serious of serious music.
And Muru is just versatile, I guess. So, uski to Faris also has some comedy bits to him. I think, I think the common thing we have is ke light-hearted vibes ho sakti hain, but out and out comedy shayad doesn't seem to be a big thing.
And political music, I think, is ab to. Like social commentary maybe, but it's so tied, social commentary and political music, and this is not really an environment where people feel safe making political music. Like in a way, the last very strong political commentary music came from Beghairat Brigade, which is Ali Aftab Saeed, Alu Ande, Usne, and then Ali Aftab went solo and he did a bunch of songs, but I don't know if anybody else has been as bold as him in terms of releasing songs like that, and I don't know if it's necessarily the environment where you can.
That's the sort of angle that I was also wondering, ke kya Pakistan mein mainstream position mein humor ki filhal jagah nahi hai. Like, people don't feel like this is worth doing at the time, or people perhaps just don't feel like, you know, funny.
Humor ki to hai, I wonder, do we have a lot of late night comedy
shows?
There's
a lot of like
that are happening. I think they've taken that space.
Kya naam hai, prank sort of humorous sort of content on like Reels or TikTok or aisa kuch. But even on YouTube, everyone's doing a podcast. Issues ke upar baatein ho rahi hain, serious baatein. And I don't know if people are doing even vlogs as much anymore. Maybe they are. I think this is a new uncle issue for me to have.
One big thing that we're missing is, abhi main keh raha tha, I think we lost connection for a second, is ke Pakistan TV pe there's a ton of late night comedy shows. Yeah, Tabish jo show karta hai, and then there's a Mazak Raat. So wo do teen, there's like really big comedy shows, and jo Punjabi stage drama Lineage 2 news talk show, like wo Lineage kafi strong hai. So that's taken up a lot of the comedy space. Aur phir comedy ye karte hain log sa jo Instagram comedians hain, ye Abbas or Ali Sufyan. So these guys are really big. So maybe it's not happening in the music sphere as much. And I think kind of what you're saying is like, do we make lighthearted music also, but there's a lot of serious music, perhaps more serious music than there may have been in the past. It's like not really a mood jahan lighthearted gaane bane. Like 2003 mein Parvez Musharraf era, we were all feeling really good. Matlab ye ki us zamane mein Indus music, there was a kind of celebratory vibe to it. Ab wo situation nahi hai. Isliye wo wale gaane nahi ban rahe, thode dark wale gaane ban rahe. Generally, I think the situation's a little bit less lighthearted.
I feel it's not just ke people are making serious music, to main bhi serious music banata hoon. People might be feeling more serious also. To wo shayad baat na aa rahi hai. Like all the Karachi.
And I think it's very palpable in on the streets, you know, in people's houses. So this is the most I've traveled back in a long time. And I go in phases. Aur phir jab main jata hoon, to mujhe har chand mahino baad difference nazar aata hai in people's sort of level of optimism and hopefulness. And maybe it's just the people I'm surrounded by, but it feels to me, at least in our generation or our circle of people, mood has dipped quite a bit. And there was this sort of obviously like pre-election ek jo thoda optimism Imran Khan se attached tha, ab wo bhi ek had tak chala gaya, you know. So it's not really a zone where people come in making, you know, lighthearted, hopeful music. Like, jo thode jokes hain, wo bhi kafi had tak dark hote hain. Which is not to say none of it exists, but it's just that if you look at the overall tone, it's changed from the early 2000s. And the comedy has been taken up by other people. Or music mein shayad wo social commentary or politics itni nahi hai. It's not as safe to make those same sort of commentaries as it used to be. Like, ab aap itni aasani se nahi kar sakte. And mostly musicians now are also independent. I think that's the other thing to consider. Okay, they don't really have that much to stand on. So many may not feel as secure or as safe making those commitments. They're not getting like, matlab YouTube pe kuch dal denge, lekin koi aapke saath khada nahi hoga if something goes wrong or something goes haywire.
Somebody has an issue with your stance.
Or if you get cancelled, you know? I mean, that's the other thing. Like, ab ek wo bhi hai na, social media element. Like, forget issues of like safety and so forth, but even if one of your opinion goes wrong, so that ruins your entire kind of career trajectory. And do you want to take that risk?
Arguable how far cancellation really goes for people. Lekin it is something that people seem to be very aware of. Okay, this is a possibility. And interesting that you said all the thing that you go in phases. I felt also okay, because we don't live in Pakistan, jo hum jaate hain hum waqfe ke saath, it's like every time we visit, it's a new episode of the Pakistani story, and we can see ki acha nahi pehle to pehle se zyada, which if you're living there, it might be harder to keep track of from a day-to-day thing. But Khair, to Oye Harry has the responsibility of all humorous music in Pakistan as of now. Congratulations. you mentioned two things. One, Jogi. Jogi is not a new song. Jogi is Manu or Talal wala, na?
Haan, it's what? Haan. This year though, right?
No, I mean, yeah, but it's not like... I feel like... Is it February?
I think so. Something like that. Kuch hafte
ho mention. Chalo, main to March mein socha tha. Nahi, theek hai, it's fine. That's pretty new then. Great song. Great song. But why does this stand out for you? Because there is, for me, a thing ke haan yaar, Manu or Talal to achhe gaane banayenge. Why does this particularly stand out for you?
I think it's a slightly different sound for Manu.
Yes. Yep.
I think it's also interesting to talk about the use of like kind of vocal effects in this music. Like I think like the Towers Boys or Ye Manu Bhi Ab, like a lot of people are using vocal effects a lot more. I think it's interesting because the way I look at Pakistani music, like if I had to give a recipe for what makes a hit Pakistani song, it's the kind of clear vocal that is very prominent. Right. Like if I look back at kind of the, I find very few kind of big hits in Pakistani music where vocal treatment was very heavy. Like upstrings dekh lo, ya wo purane wale gaane dekh lo. But even kind of new ones like Coke Studio Pe, the really big hit songs had kind of clean vocal treatments.
I
think Pakistanis respond to kind of clean voices.
I think vocals really can make you stand out. If like you're a talented vocalist, so you can very easily, to the point where you might outshine everybody else in the band, in the scene, everything, people just fixate on you.
And not just voice, initial goal bhi yahi tha na, ke voice pe karenge sab. Voice pe sab focus tha. So I think that's actually a kind of important insight. So in that lens, the use of vocal effects is very interesting, right? So then it's a very intentional choice ke humne matlab vocal effects ko bilkul hi sort of you know not natural tak leke jana, ke natural awaaz nahi hai, thoda treated awaaz hai. And I find that I tend to go towards those songs less, but this song hit like an interesting balance
for me. It can almost be like a Instagram filter kind of usage or like a crutch or something, but if you thread that needle, it can really push the vibe.
The extreme is T-Pain, na? The T-Pain auto-tune ko apna wo bana diya. Like this is my signature. Yeah. I will use auto-tune as a musical element. I think there's some element like you will use auto-tune when people are, auto-tune gets a bad rap in recording, but let's kind of walk it through. Basically, when you're recording, you make in the recorded sound, you make kind of minor corrections. Same way, like agar jaise aap photography kar rahe hain, to aapko kahin blemish aayi thodi si, to aap Photoshop cell ka usko nikalenge. There's no kind of professional issue there. In fact, it's kind of expected. नहीं कोई ऐसा इशू नहीं है और दूसरा ये कि इट्स सॉर्ट ऑफ नेचुरल लाइक लोग राइटिंग करते हैं आप स्पेल चेक इस्तेमाल करते हैं या कोई एआई वाले टूल इस्तेमाल कर लेंगे बट बेसिकली ऑन द काइंड ऑफ रिकॉर्डेड कैनोनिकल फॉर्म इट मेक्स सेंस टू काइंड ऑफ फिक्स सम ऑफ द इम्परफेक्शंस बिकॉज एज द सॉन्ग गेट्स रिप्लेड ओवर एंड ओवर लाइक दोज इम्परफेक्शंस गेट एम्पलीफाइड एंड सो ऑन द काइंड ऑफ कैनोनिकल रिकॉर्डेड वर्जन यू वांट टू डू अ लिटिल बिट तो वो थोड़ा बहुत तो होता ही है everybody kind of uses that. Then there's a question of ke kya aapko gana hi nahi aata aur aap auto-tune istamal kar rahe hain just ke aap scale pe ho lekin aap live
on, was an allegation early on in the days ke bhai ye to matlab chupa rahe hain talent or some people did push it a bit where it seemed
matlab
like
share ka jo believe gana hai jisme wo do teen octave jati hai like usme unhone kaam ne istamal kiya unhone istamal kiya baad mein pata chala ke istamal kiya and that became a kind of controversy. But there is a section के भाई आपको गाना आता ही नहीं और आपने ऑटो ट्यून इस्तेमाल करके रिकॉर्डिंग तो बना दी लेकिन आप लाइव गाएंगे तो सब तितर बितर हो जाएगा. I don't think that's actually that much of a concern right now. Like ऐसा नहीं है कि लोग गाने बना रहे हैं जो वो गा ही नहीं सकते. People can use it, but it's not really for me. That's not relevant. So for me, what's relevant is कि आप गा सकते हैं, but you use ऑटो ट्यून as a way of kind of stylistically changing your voice, right? It can come from like either you prefer you don't want your natural voice to be out there, you're not comfortable with it, or it's a kind of very stylistic choice. So it's kind of interesting use for me, especially given that my read of the kind of Pakistani music space is that the natural voice goes really far. That's like aap sare awami gaane dekhe, filmy gaane dekhe, even Bollywood, like the, if you want to be like a really big song, like Pasoori dekh lo, you know, it's not a, if you imagine Pasoori with this sort of auto-tune treatment, I don't know how far it goes. So I think it's interesting, but this one struck me as kind of a really good balance of where you can kind of hear Manu's voice also, but you also hear the kind of stylistic auto-tune. So yeah, that was what was notable for me. The other notable thing is that the wardrobe was done by Hamnawaz's own Shamir.
So phir aap, there's a video?
There's a video.
Okay, so, okay. So phir everybody assignment, another homework assignment for everybody. Video like check karein. But yeah, okay. And then the other thing, the other person that when you mentioned I was listening to the playlist and I had just come onto the song was Pamir Yousafzai, another in the long line of our Pashto singer attachments. Okay, I said, okay, great. And then the song starts off, the first song starts off in English. I said, okay, chalo. So he's doing something else. And then it goes into, I suppose, rap. And I was like, oh, ye bhi ho raha. And achhi, bilkul mujhe samajh nahi. And in this, weirdly, more than when, who's the other guy we like?
Naam nahi milte.
Zahur. Zahur. More than when Zahur does. When Zahur does, we say we don't need the lyrics. Matlab, theek hai, main samajh nahi aa raha, but, you know, we're getting the vibe. Isme, weirdly, it was, I think maybe because it was rap, maybe because the vocals were very clear. It was very clear to me ki mujhe samajh nahi aa rahi kya kya. That lack of understanding, because obviously mujhe pata nahi aa raha. That was very apparent to me. And yet, pura gana main sun liya, aur agla gana bhi sun liya, because there's two songs from this guy. So, who is this guy? How'd you come across him?
Lela found him. All of my new entrants, as you can see, a pattern. Shout out Lela. Lela is finding all of these people. He's from Swat. I think still early in his career, has a few songs out. But he does, Pashto rap. I found, matlab, wo jo English wala hissa tha, that was, I think, rare. Like most of his music is so straight up Pashto. And he does kind of very straight rap. Like it's not hard, like kind of Karachi rappers. But it's very, it seems to be very kind of word-based, very vibe-based. So I really enjoyed it. I think it's like after Zahur, I'm looking at kind of all the new people that we found. Like kuch purane log hain jo Pashto mein gaate hain, jinka main pata hai, Yasir Jawad aur wo Sajid and Zishan wala jo pura crew hai. But this, I think, is like from the sort of new people, he sort of stood out to me as kind of a different Pashto sound that I have not heard before. Aur pichli dafa hum baat kar rahe the ki hum Urdu ke lawa jo baki zabanon mein bhi jo music dhoond rahe hain, like we can kind of start looking for different styles and new styles are appearing. So this one kind of stood out to me.
Yeah, and I also really, apart from his music, which is great, and you're right, he is pretty new. I think he has 5 releases, which might be singles or albums, and 1200 monthly listeners. And his thing says he's a 20-year-old artist from Swat wagaira. So clearly, 20 is not super young, but what I also really liked.
20 is not super young.
Matlab,
let's have a sidebar
usme,
on this topic.
Yeah. Aur bhi bachpan mein log start kar lete hain na. Kya kare aap? What I'm saying is ke my age complex for my 20 name, usse zyada bhi kam umar ke maine log dekhe hain who are like shit.
मैं कुछ कर आ जाऊं कि अब कोई स्पोर्ट्स देखते हुए एहसास होता है, ओ ये बंदा मेरे से 4 साल छोटा है, मैं इसके इंटरव्यू क्यों सुन रहा हूं.
या देयर सो मेनी खैर देयर सो मेनी साइड वर्ड्स, आई एम वी आर स्टिकिंग टू द टाइम थिंग. बट व्हाट आई आल्सो लाइक्ड वाज हिज जो एल्बम आर्ट जो इसने यूज किया है, दैट आल्सो रियली आई नोटिस्ड, बिकॉज इट सीम्स different from the usual. Like, ek to chalo, there's a parental advisory wala, but one is very anime inspired. It might be from an actual anime, Intezaar ka jo hai. And then Yakh Flow jo hai, that has like, it's very modern yet retro 80s Japanese type stuff. There's also Japanese text on it. That also really stood out to me more, because like I fully paused when going, I was like, because pehle to maine gaana nahi suna tha, I was on a previous song and I looked at the album art and I was like, achha chalo, Pamir Yousafzai, Pashto mein koi gaana hoga, starts off in English, again I'm thrown. I'm like, kya ho raha hai ye? And then you also
message. Actually, the thing I will say about it is that of most songs in the playlist, this one like made me pause for a second.
Yeah.
Like, ye kuch nya hai. Matlab, mujhe kuch samajh nya hai ki idhar kya ho raha hai. Which I mean is a compliment in that it's 100%. Not same old, same old. Kabhi par aapko naya gaana milta hai aur aap dekhte hain usme, kya chahiye, wohi cheez hai. Humne suna hai pehle, ye Punjabi mein thoda inhone different electronic karke aage le gaye is tarah. But this one was, I heard it and I was like, interesting. Samajh kuch nahi aa raha. I desperately looked for a translation, couldn't find it. But still, I was like, interesting. Idhar kuch dekhne ko hai. So, that's why it was worth talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shout out. I'm definitely going to make a clip of this portion of it. Good art, good music. And yeah, man, I was kind of like confused. So yeah, very good, Pamir. As uncles, we can say good. At least I mato kehta hi rehta. And then one of the other things that I had was, because when I listen to these playlists now, again, because people are very interested in my thought process, jab main sun raha hota na, I'm usually like commuting, ya main chal raha hota hu, ya kuch ho raha hota hai. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm focusing on at the time, ki main kahan ja raha hu, noises, ye wo, whatever, and gaana bhi chal raha hai background mein. So sometimes there are these like very basic seeming surface level thoughts, ke I'm like, oh, this could be something that this song reminds me of. So one of the songs that you had was by Nirmal Maghani or Maghni, and her song name, if I can find it here, is Koyal. The Koyal, the maine suna, and it's the thing I said to Zirak was, is this what ek zamane mein jo semi classical genre hota tha, Nayara Noor and many other people, what I associated in my bachpan ki understanding was ki haan ji, there's full classical like ghazals and other classical type music, but if you do some of that vocal training, but with perhaps thode se modern or western instruments, usko hum semi-classical kehte hain. Tina Sahni, Nayar Noor, etc. So recently, we've had Shumaila a few times. We've talked about her music, and she's on this playlist as well. We've talked about how we have trained singers, often female, who are doing songs with modern production, which perhaps might, in we're overanalyzing it perhaps, maybe people don't think as much, but perhaps we'll also say it bridges the gap between something that is too traditional for modern tastes by having that modern production, and then you still bring that lineage and tradition and art of the clearly very trained vocals. But ye gaana sun ke bhi, great song, Koyal, and also Shamaila is also very good. Is this, how popular do you think this is? Because Pakistan mein, there is always, I feel like, in people a lot of, even if they don't talk about the attachment or the value of it, when you do something like this, na, log appreciate bada karte hain, because it's like, haan ji, ye hamara old wala culture, because culture is whatever is happening, but still, this is also hamara culture, and it resonates perhaps more, I feel, anyway. Is that something you would agree with?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of complicated thoughts in here, right? Matlab, jaise aap gaana sunte hain aur aapko ehsaas hota hai ki ye western vocal nahi hai, ye eastern vocal hai.
Yeah.
What makes it an eastern vocal? Usme kuch cheezein hain, the notes kya hain? Yani kya scale? Yeah, yeah. Yani kuch scales hain jo eastern music mein zyada istemal hoti hain aur western mein kam hoti hain, ki wali baat hogi. Phir dusri wali baat ye hai ki aap alap dete hain ya thoda gumurki dete hain. So jis tarah aap ga rahe hain wo style different hai. Yani jaise for example, agar main gore logon ko bhi qawwali sunaun aur usme Nusrat apna wo sargam gana shuru karte hain, to them that stands out as like a kind of defining feature of this is something different. Acha, to wo cheezein kuch aa jati hain. And then there is a kind of vocal flexibility, yani ke bahut sare jo eastern jinko hum gaane samajhte hain wo actually bahut complicated hote hain gaane ke liye, yani usme movement bahut hoti hai, range bahut zyada change hoti hai, your speed at which your notes are changing is quite high. And these are songs that are not easy to hum or sing unless you are trained. And so I think what people look back to as kind of classical or semi-classical songs that they respect are these, they are respecting both the sort of lineage, कि ये थोड़ा डिफरेंट है, ये कुछ ऐसी चीज़ें हैं जो हमने सुनी हैं बड़े होते हुए, जो ये थोड़ा नॉर्मल वेस्टर्न गाना नहीं है, और दूसरा इसमें कोई वोकल स्किल है जो हमने पहले, जो हमें आमतौर पे नज़र नहीं आती. सो लॉट ऑफ द गाने सेमी क्लासिकल सिंगर्स यू मेंशन, मतलब टीना सानी देख लें या नैरा नूर देख लें, दे आर कन वेरी वेरी केपेबल सिंगर्स, देयर वॉइसेस आर रियली गुड, राइट? सो इवन व्हेन दे सिंग सिंपल सॉन्ग्स, यू कैन सेंस दैट द वे दैट दे यूज देयर वॉइसेस इज वेरी notable. तो अब जब हम singers को classify करते हैं, अब हमें तो नहीं पता कि classical training किस level की है सबकी, but I think we're commenting on the confluence of all of these factors being present, like the scale, the sort of vocal style, कि वो किस तरह notes को hit करते हैं, और दूसरा ये कि वो कितना मुश्किल गाना है गाने को. और अब इस bucket में कुछ you know, we started naming kind of the women in this group because there's more of them. Shumaila रहमत हुसैन की बात हुई, निर्मला मगानी की बात हुई, जे बंगश इज काइंड ऑफ वन ऑफ द ओरिजिनल्स फ्रॉम दिस जनरेशन दैट इज पार्ट ऑफ इट, अरूज आफ्ताब इज पार्ट ऑफ इट, जब वो जॉ Nipi jo gana gaya tha Talal ke saath. So even her music is has a very kind of classical tint to it. Sajjad Ali is part of it. Ali Sethi is part of it. Right. So these are all people that use this sort of Eastern tint. I mean, you could even extend it as far as Ali Azmat. So when Ali Azmat sings, Ali Azmat does not sing a fully Western style, even though he's sending rock music. Yeah. So an example of this is No More. Like when Ali Azmat sings No More, he sings it in a Bollywood way, even though he's singing an English rock song. So, and Ali Azmat, as far as I know, is not classically trained, but even there you sense this element.
But then when you put him even in that Coke Studio Garage Baras with Rahat, he doesn't seem like, because Rahat is doing the Rahat thing, and Ali Azmat doesn't seem like out of place in what he's doing. He seems like, haan ji, similar, but like different, but similar.
मतलब ये ऐसी चीज है जैसे आप हसन रहीम को सुनेंगे तो आपको नहीं लगेगा कि वो ईस्टर्न है राइट लाइक हसन रहीम डज नॉट फिट इन दैट काइंड ऑफ क्लासिकल मोड आई डोंट नो इफ यू क्लासिफाइड इज वेस्टर्न और नॉट बट उसमें वो सारी चीजें हिट नहीं होती बट इन अ वे व्हेन मानू सिंग्स इट व्हिच व्हाट यू कॉल
आई वाज गोना से मानू या
हां तो मानू के थोड़े से वो टिंज आते
हैं अब्दुल्ला सिद्दीकी
हां
व्हेन ही सिंग्स इट्स नॉट आई थिंक ईस्टर्न just like oh shit this doesn't seem like fully Kora
तो अब I think इसमें एक interesting बात यह है कि अब बहुत सारे पहले तो ये होता था ना कि आप एक कोई घराने से ट्रेन होके निकलते थे like the amount of investment you would need to do to get to this point was really high but now we are seeing kind of the emergence of a few people through social media where they get attention through training that they've gotten Shea Gill was one of them Nirmala Magani I think is also one of them where their kind of following is built off of social media कि आप उनके साथ अब काम वाम करना शुरू करते हैं लाइक देयर सॉर्ट ऑफ टैलेंट इज बीइंग फाउंड लाइक दिस एंड देन दे बिल्ड द नेटवर्क एंड सो फोर्थ सो इस गाने की इंटरेस्टिंग बात ये है कि इसकी म्यूजिक किसने प्रोड्यूस की है शेरी खटक ऑफ
काराकोरम थोड़े अरसे पहले जिसका मैंने पूछा था कि यार वो वाले बॉयज का है
और मैंने कहा लाहौर में और फिर द वीडियो इज डन बाय लूक एंड ज़ैन फ्रॉम टकटक
Right.
वो सबकी वीडियोस वही करते हैं लेकिन वो टक टक में भी हैं अच्छा और वीडियो में जो डांसर हैं वो द फेमस कथक डांसर निगर चौधरी सो शी इज इन देयर एंड द लास्ट फ्यू टाइम्स वी हैव सीन हर आर इन वन ऑफ रोजियोज सॉन्ग्स and also in the टका टक सॉन्ग फॉर विल सो राइट सो इट्स बेसिकली लाइक क्लासिकल इज मीटिंग दिस होल मेटल क्रू Which I find very interesting. But it's not a metal song, but it's very kind of Western produced. I think this sort of collaboration has happened in Bollywood quite a bit. Right? Like, ke Bollywood mein is like, you know, if you look at A.R. Rahman and the sort of kind of amalgams that he does, where he takes the musical influences from all over the world and then puts the kind of Eastern vocal and a tabla or something kind of in that group. So, ye Bollywood mein jo sort of progressive film music hai, usme nazar aata hai. पाकिस्तान में ये हमने उसको एक कैरिकेचर करके बस फ्यूजन म्यूजिक बना दिया था ना कि हमने बस ईस्ट प्लस वेस्ट वो उसको कोक में हमने कोक स्टूडियो में थोड़ा सा
फ्यूजन सो मेनी टाइम्स
जोड़ दिया था इट वाज अ बिग थीम इन पाकिस्तान म्यूजिक और मतलब एक बैंड था उसका पूरा नाम ही फ्यूजन था तो बट आई थिंक दिस इज नाउ पास द पॉइंट ऑफ फ्यूजन यू नो
यस यस यस
हाँ
This is where I would say जहां हमने fusion कह दिया in the Pakistani 2000s वाला context that was perhaps like a hastily applied label and perspective maybe not fully developed but it feels like now इस तरह के जो लोग आ रहे हैं it's very fully formed it doesn't seem like they're trying something out
इसमें ये महसूस नहीं होता कि इसका पॉइंट है कि ईस्ट को और वेस्ट को मिलाना है इसमें उनका ये वोकल है इसमें क्या क्या लगा सकते हैं एंड यू नो दे ब्रिंग व्हाट इज नेचुरल
इट्स नॉट
द पॉइंट ऑफ इट इज नॉट टू पुट ईस्टर्न एंड वेस्टर्न इन्फ्लुएंसेस टुगेदर एंड सी व्हाट हैपेंस द पॉइंट इज
लाइक दैट्स नॉट
डू समथिंग इंटरेस्टिंग
बिकॉज़ समटाइम्स दैट कैन बी द होल पॉइंट के यू नो ईस्टर्न और वेस्टर्न देखे हमने कैसे जबरदस्त मिलाया बट देयर नॉट इवन इन दीज सॉन्ग्स दैट डजंट इवन सीम टू बी लाइक समथिंग दैट दे स्पेसिफिकली वांट टू कॉल अटेंशन टुवर्ड्स या व्हिच इज ग्रेट तो आई डिडंट नो पता नहीं क्यों व्हेन आई लिसन टू योर प्लेलिस्ट ना इट्स लाइक वेयर द मांग मैन एवरीथिंग हां वीडियो भी तो होगी इसकी तो आई डिडंट नो कि इसकी भी वीडियो है
मैं भी अब कभी-कभार YouTube पे जाके ना जानबूझ के देखता हूं कि मतलब देयर इज कैन नोटेबल एलिमेंट्स इन द वीडियोस ऑफन आल्सो that I sometimes miss but ha hum spotify pe hain हमारा अंकल बना जाहिर होता
है. Yeah, I was gonna, I was thinking, I was like, I'm living in like the 50s. क्या रेडियो पे सुना था बेटा एक गाना हमने, क्या ही बात है. And that's the end of my thought process. But great, I will investigate. Let me see, does she have more? She has a few songs. No, this is recommended. Popular tracks. She does have songs. Oh, Kagaz Ki Kashti. Okay, fine. So there might be some covers. Goyal is there. But, अच्छा, तो she's been doing this for a while. 2020 तक जा रहे हैं releases. Okay. That's very interesting. हम और investigate करेंगे इनको. Was there anything, any other person that I mentioned?
Aleem.
Aleem ka ek aur gaana, Issues Zada gaana aa gaya tha. And Aleem ke gaane, now that I listen to it, I go in being like, I'm going to find out ab kya masla hai in Aleem's life. He's, and it's not becoming a caricature, which is one of the things that I was worried it might be.
It's still becoming like much more nuanced.
Yeah, and in my mind, it's like, haan bro, ye is tarah mein music banta hai, and this is like a different zone that this music comes out from, and I need to embrace that. And I do.
Fully. And also, I honestly think he's getting better.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is to say, like, his chorus singing, like, pehle words pe zor hota tha zyada, right? But, like, the chorus singing maybe wasn't not, you know, very nuanced or very developed. Ab, I get the feeling that the song is just much more polished. The lyrics even are much more dense. The themes change really quickly. Like, the sort of stuff he's talking about, he's painting a kind of much denser picture than he used to be. Ab, wo itna asaan hook nahi hai. Jaise pehle hota tha. Now, it's and like, you just have to, you can listen to it a few times before you fully understand it.
Yeah. And he's working with the same producers because he's part of a consistent scene. But jaise jaise gaane aa rahe na, they're also working on so many other things. Like, ispe joke hai, and there's all these other people who are producing, like, we've talked about, like, hundreds of songs a year or something. So, wo bhi develop hote ja rahe alongside.
I think that's the part that probably needs to develop a little bit more. Like, agar aap sort of Indian top hits gaane sune, you know, if you look at kind of Diljit or kind of some of the kind of bigger Indian players, and you look at their production levels, and you look at, for example, Pakistani production levels, I kind of get the feeling that maybe the kind of bigger changes need to happen in production. Like, kis tarah ke instruments istemal ho rahe hain. Like, right now it's very kind of sample based, ki samples ikatte ho ho ke ban rahe hain, but maybe it needs to become bigger in some way. The kind of changes need to be
I feel more like drastic. There might be a money / infrastructure limitation in their case.
I don't buy
because
that
because I think
much.
in I don't know if these guys do you know if these guys have like studios or are they still
studios
like,
nahi honge, but I think they have the ability to maybe, you know, record one instrument. Matlab theek hai, orchestra nahi record kar payenge, but like, can you record a single beat? Yes, tarah kuch wo thoda hai. And I think there's also a kind of difference. I think a lot of Pakistani producers are focused on making beats and not on making songs.
Sure. Okay.
And so I think that jump needs to happen. Abhi ho raha hai jaise Umair ne bataya tha ki wo beat bana ke Anjum ko bhejta hai aur Anjum uske upar rap karta hai, right? So he's creating these like initial beats that you can do a verse over. And so I think jo hame in gaano mein bhi nazar aata hai ki jo chorus wala hissa hai wo ek thoda bilkul disconnected ya different cheez hoti hai, fir wapas us pe aa jata hai. But like the kind of initial beat is what people are focusing on. And I think that the jump that I hope producers are able to make now is to go from stitching beats into stitching songs. And the people that are used to stitching the songs are these like old kind of rock musicians, right? Jaise wo, I think Salor ka gana tha Naye Masle, jo produce kiya tha Luke ne, wo taka taka. Acha, usne wo, that felt like kind of, it had sort of, complexity, and it became kind of full song. Cause I think it came from that like rock angle. I think the really interesting thing to be would be, acha, ab ye in sare beats ko hum full gaano ki taraf kaise leke jate hain, jisme दो तीन चार डिस्टिंक्ट सेक्शंस हो, थोड़ा उतार चढ़ाव हो, राइट? इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ व्हीकल ऑफ डिलीवरिंग काइंड ऑफ वन वर्स, बट दैट इट बिकम्स मोर वेरिड.
क्योंकि द थिंग दैट आई वाज थिंकिंग ना इन टर्म्स ऑफ मनी एंड इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर थिंग वाज के इंडिया में द म्यूजिक सीन इज लाइक, यू नो, इवन आउटसाइड ऑफ बॉलीवुड और इवन इन बॉलीवुड, इट्स सो डेंस एंड डेवलप्ड एंड गोइंग बैक इन अ कंसिस्टेंट मैनर through multiple decades, ke aapke paas na, apart from having a studio and having the gear, you'll also have the people, like, you know, who are skilled in specific instrumentation. They might be playing live a lot, which I feel, I don't know if these guys, the Karachi rap crew guys, would have ready access to. जैसे लूक ने वो गाना प्रोड्यूस किया, लूक्स इन दैट यू नो ऑब्वियसली द मेटल जोन एंड ही हैज दैट रिलेशनशिप विद इंस्ट्रूमेंटेशन वगैरह. वेयर एज इफ यू आर अप्रोचिंग इट फ्रॉम अ फुली आई स्टार्टेड मेकिंग बीट्स इन माय होम थिंग एंड यू जस्ट गेट बेटर दैट यू गेट बेटर गियर बेटर सैंपल्स वगैरह बट एंड यू गेट मोर फेमस. बट लाइक इफ उमेर हैज टू टर्न टू लाइक डज ही हैव लाइक 10 पीपल ही कैन कॉल.
ये बात ठीक है एंड आई थिंक द अदर थिंग इज़ कि पाकिस्तान में वो सॉर्ट ऑफ इंस्ट्रूमेंटेशन वगैरह का जो एक हिस्ट्री है वो काफ़ी हद तक डिसमेंटल हो गई है, स्पेशली लोकल इंस्ट्रूमेंटेशन. यानी आपको वायलिन प्लेयर कितनी आसानी से मिलेगा, आपको तबला प्लेयर कितनी आसानी से मिलेगा, आपको सितार बजाने वाले कितने मिलेंगे. यानी हम भी इवन फॉलोइंग द इंडस्ट्री वी कैन ओनली नेम अ फ्यू पीपल प्रोबेबली दैट कैन डू इट. बट आई थिंक इन इंडिया द
इट्स अ वेरी कॉमन थिंग.
And there, training and growing up to learn this sort of stuff is much more common. Even in diaspora audiences, you can see, matlab sort of Indian dance forms or Indian kind of musical forms are much more prominent than they are in Pakistani diaspora. So, ye baat theek hai ki aapko itni musical knowledge in sort of ambient space milegi nahi. Aapko bahut dhoondni padegi. Wohi 3-4 log honge jinko aap khinchenge.
Like that book studio wala jo wo tha phir milenge and then they had the big violin section of the people. I felt so sad when I saw that because I was like they were all so old. I'm like matlab aur koi nahi hai, that this is it. What happens when these guys retire or you know eventually like pass away or something, like a couple decades khatam, we have nobody. That whole you know troop of skilled people, that whole thing is like decimated. So I think that might be folk singers hame shayad mil jayenge. But those we'll find in like folk communities, the what is the connection between them and the mainstream music circles that these guys roam around in. Jab wo boiler room hua tha, we had some folk artists, but unme bhi I got the vibe ki unko jaake dhunda gaya tha and bulaya gaya tha. They're not just people that haan ji everybody knows aur apne duniya ko bhi dikha diya boiler room ke through. So I think that might be the gap. Lekin in the Aleem context, I feel these guys jaise Aleem ke lyricism and his own, I suppose, comfort and confidence in experimenting is evolving. To that extent, I feel Ye Chokhe and Umair and all these people, they are also getting better. They might not be diversifying or expanding in a way, but like the polish is increasing.
But इसलिए Coke Studio relevant होती है इन लोगों के लिए क्योंकि ये वाले लोग फिर इनको Coke Studio पे जाकर मिलेंगे. यानी कि आपको जो आपको चाहिए कि एक you know, आपको एक सितार प्लेयर या तबला प्लेयर या कुछ शहनाई वाला मिले, वो आपको कोक स्टूडियो पे मिलेगा. एंड दैट्स वेयर द कनेक्शंस आर मेड. सो मे बी इन अ वे दैट्स रेलेवेंट. सो आई सी योर आर्गुमेंट.
हाँ बट नहीं, डेफिनेटली आई थिंक द नेक्स्ट स्टेप फॉर देम विल बी, क्योंकि यू नो माई फेवरेट जेजी टिम्बरलैंड एग्जाम्पल, लॉट्स ऑफ सैम्पल्स फ्रॉम चलो ग्लोबली अरबिक म्यूजिक, देसी म्यूजिक, लोकल खुद ही सेल्फ प्रोड्यूस्ड. But then, you know, कोई crazy drummer भी आ जाता है उनके पास, or they have like some crazy unexpected guitar player भी आ जाता है, someone who's great on keyboards वो भी आ जाता है. So when these guys find those people, perhaps internationally, तो I think that'll be a big leap forward for the quality of their music. But yeah, anybody else who you want to specifically shout out? I feel like we're running close to your time का end.
Yasin, do you want someone? I think we covered everybody that I wanted to cover.
ठीक है. Another shout out again to Shumaila. Lots of religious theme music given the mausam. Allahu, two songs named Allahu, Zain Zuhaib also in there, No Reconcile is also a good song. Asim Azhar, I'm never ready for an Asim Azhar song, in the sense that I always recognize his voice. I'm like, who's this guy? I'm like, oh yeah, it's Asim Azhar. But somehow next time I'm like, who's this guy? Asim Azhar song also on here. Great. I think I was concerned about us possibly having enough songs to talk about in a Ramadan episode.
मैंने सोचा था कि पहले इस प्लेलिस्ट को फिर यू नो पोस्ट ईद ही कर लें, फिर मुझे ख्याल आया कि इतने गाने होंगे कि पोस्ट ईद में फिर 60 गाने निकलेंगे.
So in a way, you said last time कि हम ना रमजान में करेंगे, कोई नहीं आएगा, and then when we get around to doing it, there's going to be ईद के बाद सबका release bomb फटेगा.
तो ये गाने अगर मैंने रोक लिए होते अप्रैल की प्लेलिस्ट के लिए, तो फिर अप्रैल की प्लेलिस्ट जो है ना वो 3 सफों की होती. सो
बखैर, that's the episode. Thanks for listening, watching, viewing. Follow the playlist. Sare aap artists ko tag kar rahe ho, sakam nan ke bare mein kitni achhi achhi baatein ki hain. That's been doing really well for us recently. So you get part of it. And we'll see you next time, next week, month, whenever. Okay.